Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A Dear Media original podcast.
By the way, didn't know you guys dated.
Oh, I literally just found that out a few weeks ago. I was like, wait, what? You guys dated?
I didn't know Steven would remember that, so I've never brought that up.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in. It's another episode of Back to the Beach with Kristen and Steven. I'm Steven Coletti.
I'm Kristen Cavallari.
And today is a very special episode. Let's get right to it. We are looking at the hasn't aged a day.
Literally.
Formerly Jessica Smith. We've got a new last name now. I'm not going to put it out there if you don't want to, but thank you for joining us, Jessica.
Thank you for having me.
I mean, we're both so excited to have you on. We've been talking about you for a very long time now. And so this is going to be a really fun episode.
Yeah, I have to say thank you for joining us.
So you have 4 kids.
Yep.
And then, and how old are your kids?
So I've got an 11-year-old, a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 5-year-old.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. Guys, I'm behind.
You got to catch up.
Very behind.
Yeah. Got
well,
plenty of time.
Again, thank you. With 4 kids, you found the time to join us. So we really do appreciate it, of course. And so excited for this episode, guys. We have episode 14 of season 2. It is the end of the beginning. It originally aired on October 24th, 2005. And described to you as the follows. The time has finally come for the gang to graduate high school and leave their LB bubble. Mixed emotions run high and tears start a rolling. So Jessica, I'm going to start with you. Did you cry watching this episode?
I did a little bit, actually. Aww. Especially 17 years later, I was like, you know, when you're in it, you don't realize it so much. And then I have not watched an episode since they first aired. And so
seems to
going
be the
back
trend.
And watching yeah. it. Yeah. Yeah. There were some questionable moments. So going back and watching it and it being such a happy, good episode, I did. I teared up a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
I joined you there. When we watched season 1's graduation episode, I found this, oh yeah, this is why we did the show. This is the episode I can go back and watch because up to that point, I think it's going to be at least another 18 years until I watch those other episodes.
We did all of that for one episode,
right.
The graduation episode.
Totally worth it, folks. Yeah. And Kristen?
Yeah, I definitely had tears in my eyes. I mean, we all know I'm a stone cold bitch. So that was a big
deal. I was going to say, the White Walker,
deal.
You had tears in your eyes. This
it
is
got
huge.
Me. It got me. Yeah, it was an emotional episode. Aww. I mean, I remember when we watched season 1 and you were talking about it. It's moments like that. It was like prom and graduation that it's so cool to have those moments shot in such a beautiful way, shot like a movie, and to be able to go back and relive it. It's pretty special. It does make it all worth it, I will say. So yeah, it was a good episode.
Yeah, Jessica, did you notice some of the things in your room from back in the day? Because there was some stuff on the walls, like some of the ceramic pieces that you made. And there, I think there was some, I should take a picture. I got to look them up. And then I think you had some horse figurines of some sort. Is this true? You remember this?
Hey, okay. My grandpa carved those. So I had to keep them in my, I think I still have that horse actually in my closet because my grandpa made it. So, but yes. And, you know, I was really into ceramic class in high school too.
So weren't we all the easy A?
We all exactly. have those placards where it's like, you heard said Destiny, you had Dreamers, Serenity. So did any of them, are they still around or have we put them in a box?
No.
Okay.
They are, I don't think they're even in a box. And I don't have Gather or Live, Love, Laugh or whatever in my house either, even to this day. So,
is your mom still in that house in Laguna?
No, she's not. She ended up selling it once I had my fourth kid. And so she came to Dallas for a while. So no longer. But I go visit every once in a while and I'll drive by the house just to kind of see it.
Aw, I know, it's special. Yeah.
What did your mom get you for graduation? Was it a necklace? I couldn't really tell exactly what
I'm pretty sure everyone got jewelry except for me. So
this frying pan over here. Kristen's frying pan was pretty special.
I laughed at that part when you got the frying pan. I was like, oh, a glimpse into the future. I love it.
All right, that's true. Thank you, Dad.
And he did get you the car, right?
No, that was a freaking wild line. I paid for my own damn car.
Oh,
you know,
okay,
that was MTV like, well, we can't just give Kristen frying pans when everyone else is getting diamonds. So we're going to do a wild line and make it seem like he bought her that car. No, I paid for my own damn car. Thank you very much.
I got fooled. You know, I thought we discussed this, but it was so natural the way I thought you said it on camera too. So wild I was line. Like, oh, she did get the car.
They gave my dad more credit than he deserved. No, but you know what? I will say this, because I was moving into an apartment. I wasn't going to college and living in dorms. Pots and pans are expensive, I will say. I appreciate it now as an adult. And I will say, not getting a brand new car, not getting diamonds, all of that made me have a really good work ethic and work really hard for what I have now. And so in a way, I'm very thankful. So full circle. Thank you, Dad.
All right. So Jessica, wait, what was it? Was it a necklace?
It was a necklace. Yep.
And little, you still have it?
I do, actually. Yeah, it was like a diamond Tiffany necklace. I was like, I'm not getting rid of that.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
No, I know.
There was a lot of Tiffany's being thrown around. And we're living up to
well,
the title of a
that
bunch
was from
of spoiled
my dad,
rich kids.
Who wasn't around.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's right.
I deserved it. No,
Absolutely.
So then we have this scene where I come in. And by the way, I don't remember going to your graduation. That's kind of
I don't
weird.
Remember you being there.
So I had a question for you about that, actually. Was MTV allowed to film at the graduation? Because I feel like they had you and Dieter go to get like B-roll footage.
Yep.
And that's Dieter. Why Dieter had that
you're
video.
You're so smart. Yes.
I Dieter's feel like I remember that. Yes.
Yeah.
I think MTV made them.
Yeah, I got forced to show up to this one because, showing up to your ex-girlfriend's graduation, that is
because also, I was with Sam. Remember during the prom episode, I was like, I'm pretty sure I really was actually with Sam. Sam sat next to me at graduation, but they never show his face because this is what I've been saying all season. He would not sign the season two release, but he was sitting next to me. You saw the back of him at one point. So I was 100% with Sam at the end of senior year, which I thought, so I'm not that crazy.
No, you were because I remember at Fight the Slide as well. I remember I had a conversation with him after it all, and he was talking about how they were trying to get him to appear on the show and how he was handling it. And I was just giving him a lot of credit. But you actually do see his face for a second. They can use maybe a little bit, or maybe they signed off on that day. But I freaked out because I saw Sam when you guys were all walking, when you guys got off the bus.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, there's Hot Sam.
Hot Sam.
He said, there's the face. So hot.
We've been calling him Hot Sam this whole time. Because all I do is say how hot he is on the show. Sam's so hot.
And so we see him. And then when I saw that you were seated next to him, I flipped out. I was like, oh, she's sitting next to Hot Sam.
I was with Hot Sam.
I was like, she has to be crying for this episode now. If it wasn't just a graduation in general, just seeing Hot Sam's face. Probably emotional.
Absolutely. Well, I don't even remember seeing his face. I saw the back of his head and that made me emotional. But I think obviously you and Dieter go to graduation together. They have you coming to my house to get a ticket, which I couldn't even get up and give you a hug. Like I haven't seen you and I'm like, hi, even get up.
This is weird. I think you're trying to establish the boundaries, you know?
Because
I tend to like to still think that we were in a relationship, right? That was the whole thing.
I'm with Hot Sam now.
You're like, you still treat me like I'm your girlfriend. And I'm with Hot Sam now, so I'm going to stay seated in his chair.
Stay back. And then Dieter's honking his car at you to come out.
I'm like, that brought back so many memories.
Have you talked to Dieter in a while?
No, I can't remember the last time I talked to him. I think it was before he got married. Little bit just friendly, back and forth.
Yeah.
And then he reached out about the podcast and that's the last time I've talked to him. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
He passed me a word to pass to you or he wanted me to say to you.
I'm excited.
Hi.
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 That was it?
Hey. In a good way though. In a good way.
Wait, that was the whole thing?
He hopes you're doing well.
Oh, he's like, hello.
Oh, sorry.
Word.
It was a.
I was like, that's it?
I misquoted him. It was hello. Oh. Hope you're doing well.
That makes a big difference.
Oh my goodness.
No, that's cool. So he reached out to you about this podcast.
Yes. Yeah. He said that he was going to pass my info along to you or whatever. So,
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Well, yeah. So he He honks.
At that point, come running out.
Do you remember shooting that scene? Because I'm sure he must have told you, he's like, hey, I have to come. You know, we have to shoot the thing for MTV. So we're going to come and then you need to bring me a ticket. So do you have a memory of that? As I'm wondering, like, were you with somebody at that time? Or it was just like just your old buddy Dita there giving a ticket to?
Yeah, I don't think I was with anybody at that point. And I don't remember. I honestly have the worst memory in the entire universe. So I try to think back to things like this and I do not remember how it all came to be. I'm sure that, remember Jessica, the PA lady? I'm sure she called me and was like, you have to bring him a ticket outside.
Right. I feel like him honking his horn at you was 100% MTV because they were the ones who dictated like where you're going to film a scene, where you're going to talk about whatever. So,
right.
They're like, come outside,
meet him out here. Yeah, for sure.
A sincere moment from Dieter where he does say, he's like, I always said I'd be there for your graduation. That was my one thing.
Which,
you know, Dieter is a total sweetheart. So I could see that being the truth. But I think when it came down to it, he probably would have just passed if it wasn't for MTV.
One of you would have been there if it wasn't for MTV. The other thing I thought was interesting, because we've also been talking about this, was, Jessica, do you remember Talon dropped out of the second semester of senior year? He moved
to LA.
Oh, you didn't remember that?
No.
Trying to become a recording artist.
Yes, I do remember all that now.
And we say he didn't walk with us. He didn't graduate with us. So I just thought, I don't know. And he did say he regrets that. We had him on the podcast and I think dropping out of the second semester of senior year. He ended up regretting that whole decision. But it was sad that he didn't get to do any of that with us.
I know. Yep. I know. And I forgot about all that until I rewatched this episode. And I was like, oh, that is a bummer. But hindsight's 20/20, right? I mean, if he went up.
Of course.
So.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see in the last few episodes of season two, the LA influence on our cast. Like, gone is a lot of the beachwear and the surf-like brands. Now you've got some more high-end brands, even some painful brands. I think you're in some Ed Hardy at some point there, Kristen. But there's just like
a lot of it.
Now the cast is getting free shit and they're starting to wear it all. I mean, I guess, Lauren met Heidi up in school in San Francisco, but you're starting to see some people from LA that like Talon was hanging out with. And Talon took on a whole nother demeanor.
Yeah.
He had gone very LA at this point. It was like too cool for school. So I'm not surprised he didn't show up for graduation. But we then go into a scene where we've got Elsie and Jason, who are now, you know, in the throes, of course, of some sort of a relationship or hooking up, as we say.
A romance.
But obviously before that, you and Jason dated for a while. Can you give us, I'm going to take you back a little bit with your high school relationships here. I apologize. How you guys met and like the first time, do you remember the first time you guys hooked up kind of a deal and becoming boyfriend and girlfriend?
So like I said, I have a terrible memory, but the best I can do, and you know, what's very sad actually is we really didn't date for that long. And so when I think back on it, I'm like, we really weren't together that for that long of a period for how dramatic it was, you know?
So we talked about, because you said in one of the episodes that it was only actually 2 months and they made it seem like it was, you know, a year.
Yeah.
Oh, they could do that. Yeah. They're ready to stretch anything out over 18 episodes.
Literally.
They really stretched that out. Well, and the episodes went by pretty quickly. So I was like, all right, I can see how much they stretched out. But I actually met him through Emily Rolfing. Do you remember her from our high school? Mm-hmm.
She's on the show a little bit.
So she is. She was dating his good friend at the time, Tyler Dowers. I went with her and he happened to be there and that's how we met. And it was fast and furious after that. So.
Was there a long hooking up period before officially relationship? Cause that's a thing. Cause in Laguna, it was like, you're hooking up. Right. Yeah. And then eventually there's a relationship. Maybe there's a relationship. Sometimes there isn't a relationship actually. In fact, Lauren and I never
Isn't that
had
also dating now as an adult too?
Is it?
Yeah.
I kind of think so. Well, it sounds like my life right now.
Yeah, you're single.
This is, you know, full circle.
Jessica's like, I haven't been single in 15 years.
That's how it still is, you guys.
Two decades, pretty much. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Do you remember there being a long kind of courting? Not as courting is probably even too fancy.
No, courting's like, well, okay, for high school, too fancy
of a word for us back in the day to hook up kind of in part and then dating.
Some drinks. We did have a lot of drinks.
Yeah, something around there.
But were you guys friends first?
No, I don't.
Or no?
No.
There was mention of that on the show, but I didn't know if that was true or not.
No, that was true. He came out of thin air. I don't really know from where. He just showed up. And I don't think there was a long hooking up period. I don't even necessarily know that now I would classify it as a relationship either. It was just kind of a hot mess,
right?
You know?
Would you characterize it as random?
Yeah. Sure.
But not as random as Jason and Lauren? Because there's a lot of conversation. And it seems like MTV ran with it because everyone's talking about Lauren and Jason hooking up and how freaking random it is. And Kristen, I mean, you're even at, on the beach at one point saying, what? That's
yeah.
the most fucking random thing I've ever heard in my life.
It is. It was.
It was random. And I was like, how did they like get connected too? I don't know about that either. So I think that it was random.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's random, but they have some nice scenes. And it's I think in the show, I feel like I'm rooting for them.
Yeah, I find myself rooting for them as well.
I agree. After watching this episode too.
Yeah.
She brings out a
they seem to
softer
really
side of him.
Care
I
about one another.
Exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I think that he feels a little more at peace, which is I think what he needed at that time, because we've talked to Jason, of course, and he was going yeah. through a lot and obviously didn't know how to process those emotions. And so, you know, he would medicate himself. And you know, that's a lot of, mm-hmm. well, it's, you know, all a lot of us on the show, but
yeah.
for him, you know, more than others of, you know, running around, being
right.
intoxicated and obviously the decision-making falling by the wayside. So yeah, I you know, I like these scenes. It brings out the best of him. It's a good relationship. And, you know, it's nice to know that even after the show, because it could have been something where one of those weird links of the fact that we were on the show together, maybe is what brought them together, but it carried on for a year plus.
They were together a long time.
All right, you guys, let's talk about HelloFresh, our favorite. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep.
That's right. And HelloFresh does more than just delicious dinners. Not only can you take your pick from 40 weekly recipes, but you can choose from over 100 items to round out your order. From snacks and easy lunches to desserts and pantry necessities, everything arrives in one box on a delivery day that you choose.
When the spring sunshine is calling your name, don't call for takeout, get HelloFresh instead. Their quick and easy meals make feeding the family a cinch and without the high price tag. Their new fast and fresh options are ready in just 15 minutes or less.
All right, you guys, I've got another little recipe for you, or a little recommendation from yours truly here. I just recently had the lemon basil shrimp skewers, a little orzo and avocado salad. Chef's kiss, my friends. This is a good one. We are in spring. Summer is approaching. And this is a nice little refreshing, slightly zesty meal for you. So I recommend you checking that out. It is delicioso.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, you guys, to try that one and many others, go to HelloFresh.com/beach16 and use code beach16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/beach16 and use code beach16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. You guys, trust me, you're going to want to check out America's number one meal kit. What are your thoughts when you look back on your relationship with Jason, like overall? Because watching it as a viewer, and obviously we know how editing is and all of that, but it doesn't look like you guys had a good relationship. So I'm just curious, was it an accurate portrayal of you guys together?
I mean, you walked hand in hand with me. I think so a little bit. I think it's there's a reason I haven't watched an episode since it aired. Like, it's embarrassing to me. I mean, I think it's pretty accurate. It's toxic. Buzzword of
toxic
the
is a good word.
Decade.
Yeah.
It was a very toxic relationship. And I think that I was a very insecure person and I liked that like back and forth a little bit more than I probably would have admitted back then. I can watch it now and see that. And I think that he was toxic as well. We were both volatile, but like we're attracted to that volatileness. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes we like the drama, you know, like we like all of that. And we like the bad boy. There's something there.
Yep. I think that it was just fun, even though it was sad and dramatic and toxic. There was something fun about that drama too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got it out of my system though.
Yeah.
Which is the best place to be in, right?
Well, I mean, usually it is. Usually we get this out of our system
at
17, 18 years old and cameras are not following you around.
I just remember like after the show aired and I was like waitressing, putting myself through school, and these grown women would come up to me and be like, how could you date him? Blah, blah, blah. Don't you see how terrible he is? And I'm like, who did you date when you were 16? Like, really? You know?
Yeah.
what do you
it's
mean?
Not like, you're like 30 dating
who did you date
someone that's toxic
at 16. Yeah. Right. And you weren't filmed. So get out of here.
Yeah. Bye.
One of the hardest parts of doing the show, I think, after the fact, was when the random strangers come up to you on the street and really have a strong opinion mm-hmm. about something that you did on the show
yes.
or want to share, you know, their opinion of another like relationship. And like, they would come up to me and ask me about other, like ask you about you and Jason or ask about, you know, what's going on with Kristen and, right. and another relationship, something that like throws your day. It'll kick it in a different direction. You know, like, wow, this is,
or
I got to
like,
deal with this.
My biggest issue was people judging you on something that they actually really don't know anything about, because the show,
right.
while they touched on real situations, it wasn't real. It wasn't an accurate portrayal of all of us or our relationships or dynamics. And so that was what always drove me crazy. I'm like, you don't even know what you're talking about. That's not how it actually
right.
is.
Yeah, you didn't see what he said to me 5 minutes before the camera started rolling and he wanted to look cool. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
Or like in this episode I just watched, you know, when Alex comes down to the beach and you and I are sitting there and she's like, guess what? Jason and Lauren are together. And you and I are both like, what? Like we didn't already know. You know what I mean? It's like,
I know.
It was hilarious. I was dying laughing.
I know.
You can tell that scene's really set up because, first of all, you guys are all like in sweatshirts. It's cold outside, but they're like, we need to shoot this at the beach, right? We need another beach scene. And then you've all got these three matching tourist beach chairs that MTV provides. And it's so, because when Alex gets down there, she's like trying to unfold the thing and just laughing at like how ugly this chair is that she had to bring down. And you guys are already sitting in yours with your sweatshirts on, just like, what's up,
also,
bitch?
Also, Alex would never just meet us at the beach. Like that never happened. We are all going together. So to have like one of us walk and like they just got there, it's like instant
together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So funny.
Yeah. You know what? And that's, I think, what's been the best part of doing this 18 years later is I think back then we all had to like put that in a box and lock it away because like, man, that is just this weird, sensationalized, warped version of my life that is not healthy.
Yes.
So yeah, why would I ever watch that again? But let's move on from that. But now it's so many years later, and obviously we've all grown up and gone on to do great things in our lives, and you know, you've got a beautiful family to look back. I find it really entertaining. And
yeah.
It's not a feeling, and I'm gonna ask you kind of a overarching question. It's not a feeling of regret on any of it. I mean, sure, there's moments we wish we could handle differently. And you know that there's a lot that's some really bad moments that are edited by the producers for the show, but I take responsibility for ones that, you know, I was just totally out of line. Do you look back on it? Like, would you do the show again? Would you go back to 17 years old and do it again?
I think that I would, just because I feel like it really helped shape who I became as a person, in the fact that I could look back and be like, oh, wow, that's a very annoying trait that you have. And ooh, that's probably not, I don't think I would have realized I was doing certain things if I didn't get to see it back and be like, oh my gosh, that's, I don't want to do that, you know? Because when you're in it, you're so blinded by your feelings and your emotions.
I agree. And it only took one time of viewing it as well, because I would watch those VHS tapes and then it would go away. And that was enough where kind of certain things are burned in your memory of like, man.
Yeah.
And then certain things
right.
blocked out because there's been a lot of stuff that we've watched like, oh,
yeah.
like that
yeah.
actually happened in a way.
I literally didn't even remember season two at all. This has been like a whole new ride for me watching them. But do you have any regrets, or is there like one thing that stands out in your mind that you wish you could just change?
Cabo. Probably.
Hey,
that was the one episode.
Join the club.
You and Steven are in the same boat.
We need to get t-shirts.
Cabo does
I'm
that
like,
to you.
Wow.
Don't take me to Cabo.
Yes,
with
it
a
does.
Camera crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, never. I'll never go back. No. But I look back
I
at that
to
and
go
like,
back.
Wow. Good. But I'm like, with now that I have two daughters, I'm like, girl, if you were, how much cursing can I do on here? I'm trying to really hold my word.
We've done our fair share. Go for it.
Light it up.
But I'm just like, you're such a little bitch, you know, like stand up for yourself. But I'm just not confrontational by nature anyways. So there's a give and take to that. But I probably would have gone back and be like, listen, you know.
You're talking about the fight with Alex, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was intense. I did not
gnarly.
Remember that. It was intense.
Yeah.
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 And we talked about it. We felt like it could have gone too far. Like we felt like Alex potentially could have thrown a punch or something. And we were so glad that she didn't. But
right.
it was, I'd say that was honestly probably the most intense scene out of everything besides your Cabo. But I felt like Jessica and Alex was just, I was nervous. Were you? I was like, I know you don't
yeah.
do anything really. So
yeah, Jessica, I felt the same way. you're saying that you felt like, you know, if you could go back and you know, maybe stand up for yourself
or even
be better with processing
that,
your emotions. Yeah.
Right. Like even before that, being like, hey, listen, I'm sorry. We were drunk and like, my bad, you know, anything.
Yeah.
But I'm so unconfrontational that I'm like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? That's another thing I've changed. You know, it's like, it's better to just own your shit and move on from it than to kind of let it spiral like that, you know?
That is an age thing for sure.
100%. Though.
Yeah. Cause that's the harder thing to do, mm-hmm. you know,
yep.
is to face it that way.
Yeah. Now to just flip the switch, I wanted to ask your favorite memory or if there's like one thing that stands out in your mind that you're really happy about and loved.
Oh, I mean, I did really love the graduation episode. I think that one's really good. I think prom was really fun too. I mean, I haven't watched the episode, so I don't know how it comes across or
I think your date was making out with someone else. Was that right?
Probably.
Wait. Well, no, Jason was making out with somebody else, but it wasn't.
Oh, but you guys weren't together. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, I don't
Do you remember who your date was?
Jeff
prom?
Boyle.
Oh, it's Jeff.
Yeah. So.
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay. My biggest regret was making out with Jeff at Alex's fiesta. Do you remember the timeline on that though? Because I don't feel like it was right in the heat of the moment with
and
you guys.
That was my thing. I'm like, they edited that for me to be like longingly looking. And I'm like, I don't feel like that's accurate at all.
Okay, thank you. Because it was fucked up. I shouldn't have done it. I am not defending myself, but it wasn't exactly how they portrayed it.
Okay, well, A, again, timeline I don't think was correct. And B, tequila, you know? So whatever.
A lot of it.
Yeah, there was the whole hookup culture in Laguna was, as I think a lot of kids in high school, is like one weekend something can happen with somebody and then the next weekend something else happens. And it's just kind of like,
very
incestual. Seems like that's where... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, in you know, the show's world, you guys are now, you know, in the process of dating and fully courting each other. And then Kristen swoops
and then here
in.
I am.
And
right.
It's all blacked out with margaritas.
Which again, we never even like dated or courted or anything. Like MTV was like, oh, he's kind of cute. Let's bring him in to take her to prom or whatever. I mean, it wasn't even anything either. You know what I mean? So nope. You're in the clear
I'm glad
for that
we
one.
Cleared that up. Yeah. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Stephen. What did you want to say?
I would say, just getting back to the episode, we have the frying pan, as we discussed, that was given to Kristen. We've got some jewelry getting thrown around. We've broken down your bedroom in high school. Oh, by the way, I got sidetracked a little bit. So recently, I'm trying to find the VHS tapes of our Laguna tapes, and I was tearing through my parents' basement, and I found that ceramic thing that you had on your wall. I have found one that said Stephen with a big giant heart. On it.
Did I make it?
Where, there's the question. So on the back, there's no note. There's nothing. It's no heart.
That
KC.
Wasn't for me.
So I'm like, who? But I feel like
Sahar.
Did we?
No, I'm just fucking.
Kristen just name dropped the girlfriend previously.
Yeah, I do remember.
I feel like, did we have ceramics together?
I think we had photography together.
Oh, we had photography. Okay, that's right. No, you're right.
Did we ever make out in the dark room? Was it called the dark room?
Probably.
Right?
Yeah. There's a few places on campus we made out. For some reason, I remember, I have a memory of you, like, when you were working on the heart one day in class.
Oh.
I think it was
Sounds
you.
Like something I would make.
Could have been another blonde.
Give me her number.
You pretty much you took over my junior and senior year of high school. It was like mine.
Well, your senior year got a little dicey there for a minute, but yeah.
Speaking of mine, this also reminds me really funny. One of the first scenes in the episode, you guys are all sitting down with your yearbooks, and you all literally tell each other, "You need to sign my yearbook, Kristen. You need to sign my yearbook, Alex. You need to sign my yearbook. Yeah, Jessica, you need to sign mine." And you sound like the mine seagulls in Finding Nemo. Mine. And you guys are just throwing your books around.
Oh,
and I was laughing hysterically. It's a really good, sweet moment.
Nothing I love more than a yearbook. My kids actually just got their yearbooks. And my oldest, he's 9, so he's going into 4th grade. But all they do now is just sign their names. There's like no note or anything.
Nothing.
So I was just cracking up.
I know. I was
Nothing.
Ready for the, what is it, Hags Have a Good Summer? And I'm like, they don't even
yes,
have that anymore.
Yes. I know. I really want to go and find my yearbooks now. Do you still have yours?
I think so. I've got like a plastic box my mom brought me full of like everything. So I'm assuming. I haven't looked through it, but I'm sure. I want to go find them now. I'm going to go find them when I get home.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I need to make a note in my phone as soon as I get home. Go find them.
I love it.
So
I am.
Anyways, I love the scene at the beginning when you guys are talking about, you know, getting each other to sign the yearbooks. And then you guys tee up the whole Dieter and I giving you guys the tickets. And you guys have that great moment where, so Alex, by the way, Jessica, we keep talking about this. Alex H.
Yes.
She does a great job of not mediating you guys, but like teeing you guys up throughout the whole show. Because a lot of it is about you and about Kristen and your relationships, right? And so Alex is there just kind of helping out. Mm-hmm. She's MTV's lifeline to get everything going.
Yeah.
And now we're at the point of the season, like she's mastered it. I feel like she's really natural at it. And I give her a lot of credit, but she tees up the whole graduation stuff. And then you guys can't handle it. You're just giggling about the whole situation. So at the end of the scene, Alex is like, so wait, your ex-boyfriends are going to come to your graduation. And then you both hysterically laughing at each other. And then I had to rewind it about 4 or 5 times to actually get what Kristen says. But I finally realized you said, they still like us.
I missed that. Which is obviously bullshit. Like, you guys were just coming because of MTV. So that's why we're laughing. That's why we're just like making fun of the whole situation. Yeah.
So funny.
That's really funny, though.
So after the gifts, everyone gets their necklaces. We have our frying pan. And then the last one, Casey. Casey, of course, is getting 2 Tiffany's mm-hmm. pieces of jewelry.
One's not enough.
And as she comes down, it's so funny. I'm seeing now why, of course, she was cast in the show. Like, MTV was like, she is the portrait of what they wanted the whole cast to seem right. like, which is the uber wealthy, mm-hmm. all the opulence, which, you know, I mean, Jessica, for you, was that ever an uncomfortable trait that they threw on you? Because to me, it was always odd that they made us seem like these absolutely rich and spoiled kids.
Yeah, I had a single mom. Like, I was never in that level, you know, of which I appreciate. Like Kristen said with the frying pan and stuff, I'm like, I've worked hard. I appreciate everything that I have, you know, and I think that that is good. So I'm not saying it in a negative way, but yeah, I'm like, I drove a Toyota Camry and was with a single mom and worked at the chocolate factory, you know, like,
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that just was not my life in any way. And so everyone assumes that you've got like all this uber wealth. It's like, no, not really, but
I know.
Yeah.
People would like confront me on the street kind of about that. Like, oh, what do you know? You're just like this, like you're a spoiled rich kid. And like, honestly, the one thing I really hate about this show is how it's like, look at these super wealthy kids. But again, that adds to the, you know, obviously sensationalizing our lives. And so when they cast Casey and, you know, she's coming down the stairs. Their house is incredible. She's got a maid who's even in a full maid uniform. And her mom has this great line. She's walking down the stairs and her mom says, you look scrumptious. I wrote that down because it's funny. And she wound up going on to doing Casey's cupcakes. And I think I had a couple of cupcake stores, which is interesting. But you actually just sparked a memory when you're talking about driving your Camry. I don't think you're going to remember this because it's so random, but I remember it vividly. Do you remember when you drove my dad's car?
No.
When you and I were hanging out for a
hot
minute.
By the way, didn't know you guys dated. Left that out.
I literally just found that out a few weeks ago. I was like, wait, what? You guys dated?
I didn't know Steven would remember that, so I've never brought that up ever.
We were in the preliminary stages of the hooking up process.
Yes, preliminary.
That's so funny.
I don't remember driving his car.
So we were driving from my house to your house one time. And for some reason, I thought it would be cool to let you drive my dad's car. And just
never
over to your
idea.
House. And there was an RV parked on the side of the road. And since I was in the passenger seat, you got so close to it. The whole like 10 feet leading up to it, I really thought we were about to get in a car wreck. And I braced fetal position. And that's why it set kind of a shockwave through me of like everything flashing before my eyes. Of like how my dad would kill me if I didn't die already from the accident. So that memory is a funny random one that's burned in my brain. It's always been there. Yeah.
So funny. I do not remember. I am still really a terrible driver though. So no one should ever let me drive their vehicle.
All right, you guys, we're going to take a second here to talk to you a little bit about ZocDoc. We've mentioned them before here on the podcast. I, of course, have used them before. ZocDoc is a very, very helpful app. Because how many of you have been there before where something's up, something's a little off, you're feeling amiss, and what do? You go to the internet, or these days, probably most of you are going to social media. You're looking on TikTok, you're going on Instagram, you're doing the rabbit hole, trying to find a diagnosis for yourself. And you're taking the advice of some so-called experts. Well, we're here to tell you there are better ways to get the answers that you want and the care that you deserve from actual and trusted professionals and not just random people on the internet. ZocDoc helps you find expert doctors and medical professionals that specialize in the care you need and deliver the type of experience that you want. And it's all right there at your fingertips.
ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. There's no more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor you haven't met yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient-reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right.
That's right, you guys. So go to ZocDoc.com/beach and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/beach, ZocDoc.com/beach. You're going to want to check them out.
Okay, you guys, let's talk about a newer company to me, KiwiCo, which I'm really excited about. If you have kids, you guys are going to want to listen up. I don't know if you guys were like me, but growing up, I was all about a fort. We actually used to make forts on our big trampoline in the backyard and sleep out there, which was a ton of fun. But building these awesome forts really gave me a lot of confidence. So I think it's really important for kids to be able to build things, use their hands. It's something that they can really be proud of. My kids love nothing more than some arts and crafts and just doing different things. That's why I'm really excited that I discovered this company, KiwiCo. KiwiCo believes that every kid is naturally creative and curious, and that hands-on experiences build creative confidence and problem-solving skills that can change the world. KiwiCo delivers seriously fun learning for kids of all ages. And I mean this, you guys. We just got a few of these boxes in the mail, and my kids were so excited about them. Jackson made homemade ice cream, but you actually learned the science behind it. And then I helped Sailor make a domino car. And by helped, I mean, I actually pretty much made it, but she oversaw it and we really did enjoy the process. And again, you're learning the whole time that you're making these projects, which is the best part. KiwiCo projects are designed by a team of educators, makers, engineers, and rocket scientists who brainstorm hundreds of ideas to create the most exciting, age-appropriate, and educational projects. These are real engineering, science, and art projects with high-quality materials. And you guys, there's something for kids of all ages. My kids are almost 11, 9, and 7, and all three of them loved these. So from infants to preschoolers to teens and beyond. Redefine learning with play. Explore hands-on projects that build creative confidence with KiwiCo. You guys get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line at kiwico.com/beach. That's 50% off your first month at kiwico.com/beach.
All right, well, graduation episode, a lot of great moments. You guys are obviously, you know, there's a lot of hugs being passed around. It's really sweet.
It was a really, really great episode. So Jessica, after every episode, we go through and we rate it, how we think we look personally, and also how we think from an audience perspective of how good of an episode it was. So just like school ratings, A through F. So for my personal rating, I gave myself a B. Nothing crazy. And then entertainment-wise, I gave it a B+, just because it is graduation. There's the Lauren and Jason little nugget and, you know, you and Dieter come back and there's just a lot of good things, but nothing crazy happened.
Yeah. Personal rating, I went D+.
Why?
Why am I going to my ex-girlfriend's graduation?
I mean, but...
I was already such a bust at this point.
But still, like, we, at this point...
I think that was sweet.
In the really?
I mean, yeah, like as a viewer, I was like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Right,
and the D+ was really low. You were like, went and got a ticket.
He's
and that
so
was it.
Hard on himself. I think you gave yourself an A one time because he wasn't on an episode. I mean, like, otherwise we're sitting in the D's and F's.
But like, I mean, at least play it cool. Like, I feel like at this point, yeah, Stephen of 18 was still holding on to the relationship, right? So, I mean, if we're doing anything, please at this point, at least maybe try to play it cool and not show up at her graduation and get a ticket from her. Hey, yeah, thanks, bud.
Well,
show
up at your house. Go. Throw it at you.
Give you a couple of pat hugs and get out the door. So, yeah, we're going solid D+. Look, it's not an F. It's not a D. It's a D+.
Okay.
We're giving it a plus because, yes, it is sweet to actually show up, even though I was contractually obligated to go shoot some stuff.
Even though you were the cameraman for this episode.
But overall, weird. Audience rating, I went A-. I just gave it the minus because there's not a whole lot of drama. But it is fun. And I think I talked about this in the first season. It's fun to see what everyone goes through on such a momentous day in their life. You know, what kind of gifts are being given.
Yeah.
I mean, the frying pan is amazing. You know, seeing everyone's families, you actually get to see the parents. There is some parental supervision.
Yeah.
There is, shockingly.
So there's that. But again, it's a minus because we don't have all the juicy drama, which I think the fans are mostly tuning in for.
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
If you were to do a rating over there, Jessica.
I said an A, but now listening to you guys, maybe I would do an A minus, but I'll stick with my A. I liked that it was like just wholesome, nice.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything, no nail biters, you know, it was good. So I think I would do it overall. Well, that's for me, right? How I was. Yeah. I feel like I'm an A because especially comparatively to the rest of the season. So I'm like, win for me.
Take that A while you can.
I was only in it like half the time. It's all good.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, but same thing for the episode. I was like, A, it was just a nice, nice, wholesome episode, but
yeah,
no.
Yep. Those are good. Those are good grades. Yep. I think that's
reasonable for a redo. So we also do a redo. When you came to get your ticket, I would have wished I got up and gave you a freaking hug. It's not that hard.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I was a big hugger. I was a pat hugger. You can hear my hand on your back in your microphone, which is on your chest.
Yeah. Big back.
I rewinded that moment and it was like,
yeah.
I love that.
It was like,
like, ow.
Get this guy away from me.
What about you?
That's sweet. I would have ripped up the graduation ticket. Not showing up and created a rumor that I was going to dinner with Lauren just to fuck with the MTV producers.
I take back everything I just said then.
Because, I mean, at this point of the show, I'm like, I know how they're going to use this. Oh, Steven still whipped out
Kristen. He's really regretting going to this graduation.
I mean, my God, you think this was the worst thing in the whole series?
Just because it was also probably one of the last things that we were shooting with them, I would have fucked with the producers more. So, but just like last minute, I was like, you know what would be interesting? If I just called them as they're all filing in, trying to, because they couldn't get into graduation, but they were right outside of graduation, right?
Yeah.
Cameras were there to pick you up right when you got out of those doors. And if I just, you know, just threw a little curveball at them.
That's what we used to do on the hills. We would take shit into our own hands and we'd be like, all right, we're going to pretend like I'm dating you and you guys broke up. And we just started like doing shit. Oh, yeah. And it made it really fun.
That's a twisted game. You're turning the tables back on them.
It was fun. I mean, they knew what was happening, but you know, we would be like, all right, this is our game plan.
Good. Because okay. They don't care. Do y'all have a relationship with Adam DeVello at all?
Well, it's so funny. We were just talking about him. I just saw him at like 2 weeks ago and he's killing it with his new show, Selling Sunset. Yes.
He's got the Selling Tampa show and he's doing Selling the OC.
Yeah, I met the new cast of the OC. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I saw he's got on his Instagram, he put up a post when they put up the trailer. I watched it. Bunch of shots of Laguna. I think the group is out of Newport, the real estate group, but they're in Laguna and a couple kids from Laguna that I recognize are on it.
Who?
They're a couple grades below us. And then he wrote in his little caption, back to the beach.
Can he say that? Don't we have a trademark on this?
Yeah.
We're going to get...
Excuse me.
Did you say you had a do-over? I'm sorry.
No. Oh, I didn't say. I don't really have one for the episode.
Yeah.
Well, you gave us a one for the show, which is... Yeah, yes. That's a big one.
Yes.
And all right, we also do a quote. If you have one, it's all right. If you don't have one, it's okay.
I have more of like a situation. So...
Okay. No, we'll take that.
So like... Well, I have two actually. But first, when Taylor Cole walks up to Casey's house and points to that bench in the front and is like, does anyone ever actually sit here?
That was funny.
That was really funny.
Yeah. Especially as like an adult now, I'm like, that's just so funny to me.
Uh-huh.
And then when you were trying to explain the end of the beginning to Alex, I literally was like crying,
was
laughing.
So great. I was like, I don't have the energy or the patience.
You're like, I cannot do this right now.
You're like, it's literally the end of one chapter. And the beginning of another.
She's like, but no, it's
what?
Not.
That's not the end.
Like, I can't do this.
That's not the end of the beginning. And then even the last time when she sounds it all out, she's like, but the end of the beginning.
I know. It was so funny.
So funny. Those are my two.
Come on, Brady.
Hilarious.
Those are good ones. Those are good. Mine was from my dad when he gave me the pots and pans and he said, he gave them to me so you can start cooking up some exciting things.
Oh, yes.
Like what? He also said when I think I was saying I was nervous about graduation, he was like, well, we've all done it. It's like, what? What is that supposed to mean? Also, no, I actually haven't yet.
I almost wrote that one down, but well, we've all done it. I was like,
It's like, what? I can't have my moment.
You're so supportive.
God.
Your dad had some funny lines. I think we quoted him when you guys were getting your car as well. I did write down, it's great. And he was like, when you walk into the room, and your mom and your dad are there and they're like, you're a graduate. And you're like, it's really weird. And your dad goes, why is it weird?
I know. It's like, I can't with you.
And you have this funny look on your face. You're like, Because I'm graduating.
I can't, man. He's the same. Nothing's changed.
So oh, funny. Man. So I put down my quote. My quote is Lauren, as her and Jason are going on their little, by the way, Jason's grandparents' house on the beach. Woo.
Yeah.
I've been there.
in the jacuzzi as well?
I don't know. Not in the jacuzzi. But I was there when the whole family was there. So, boom. Just kidding.
Oh, you got to meet the fam.
That's still, I mean, if you're in the hooking up stages, I mean, meeting the family, that's what I'm saying. Relationship.
Fast and furious. And then crashed and burned.
Wow.
The most toxic ones do.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Lauren says, I think they're driving over there, and Lauren just turns to Jason and says, do you think we're random?
Yeah, that was funny.
Which I think so. But I think MTV at this point is kind of, they're laughing at the situation. Of course, they're also, you know, they're just frothing at everything that's happening with bringing the two seasons kind of together. Mm-hmm. And so everyone's asking each other, you know, they're having everyone talk about how random it is. And then they even brought it to the two of them, which is so funny.
I know. Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, man. Well, Jessica, it's been awesome having you on. Again, I mean, with your family, you've got four kids. You just moved overseas for a little while and you still found the time to join us. So
thank you guys for having me.
It's so good to see you. Are you going to go to our 20-year high school reunion in a couple years?
Are you?
Go. I'm going to go.
Okay,
yeah, I want to see you.
I would love
Are you coming as my date?
Are you going to give me a ticket?
Oh my
I can.
If I show up for my ticket, are you going to give me a
You're
hug?
You're the plus
I'll
one.
Get up and give you a hug this time. You could be my date.
Oh my gosh, it'll be so
yes,
fun.
Yes, I would love to see you. Yes. I miss you. I'm so happy you're doing well. It is so good seeing you.
It was so good to see you guys. Thank you for having me.
All right, well, there it is. That is episode 14 for you guys. The end of the beginning.
What?
Where's Kristen?
I don't understand.
Spelled it out for her. The end of one chapter, the beginning of a next. Really great having Jessica on. Yeah. Next week, we've got episode 15, which I saw you kiss him, Jessica. This is a big episode for you, by the way.
It's a good thing you're not on that one. Don't worry, I'll defend you.
In my defense.
If I can.
Hammered.
There you go. I knew it.
Yeah, I know.
I think everyone knew.
we all were.
The amount of times that...
We can circle back to my non-confrontation. What? What are you talking about? I didn't do anything. I know. God, I'm so annoying.
I know. We had just kids. We would lie through our teeth. Any to avoid confrontation,
anything.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a big episode, so...
Well, it's a good thing everyone got to hear you now and re-fall in love with you. And then, you know, hopefully it'll soften next week. You'll be good.
Yeah, I can't wait to listen.
All right, Jessica, we love you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to Back to the Beach with me, Kristen Cavallari, and the best ex-boyfriend ever, Stephen Colletti.
We are so stoked to bring you along on this journey back through Laguna Beach with us.
You can find us on Instagram at Dear Media Studio, hashtag BTTBpod, at Kristen Cavallari, and at Stephen Colletti.
Got any questions about the show? Give us a call on our Back to the Beach hotline, 1-844-LAGUNA-0.
And if you like our show, please make sure you follow or subscribe wherever you're listening to this so you don't miss an episode. And don't forget to leave us a rating and a review.
Back to the Beach is a Dear Media production hosted by Kristen Cavallari and Stephen Colletti.
Our show is produced by Rosalie Atkinson.
Post-production by Amanda Vandekar, Michelle Harrison, and Taylor O'Connor.
Music supervision by Jonathan Lane.
Our theme song is Come Clean, written by John Shanks and Cara Diaguardi.
Cover composed by Steve Shebby.
And our executive producers are Jocelyn Falk, Paige Port, and Michael Bostick.